Although it was Dassault-sided that our craft should leave, we still have strong allies on Earth. Where our allies and all their 3,500 Q groups all over your globe. We keep in constant communication with our allies through beam transmissions, as we are doing at present, and by thought and telepathy. The many Q groups that are still active are the only link we maintain and constitute the only hope that remains. But these few remaining hopes are turning out to be the trump card, for they are most successful in their efforts. You, our allies, are accomplishing more than we ever did ourselves. By using these Q groups and people like yourselves, we can tackle the most persistent trouble spots on your Earth with pure thought. Therefore, having your effort, our ally involvement is the sending of pure thought forms or constructive ideas. Let me explain. The Sen Federation, like some centers on Earth, having tried many peacemaking ideas in the past, have new reserted to the most potent healing force of all, and that is to bombard these areas which are causing strife, suffering and bloodshed on your Plusoft-net, with pure thought forms. We originate these thought forms which we send to you, and you receive and retransmit them to the target area. You are a vital link in this process. We have scored more victories through you, our followers, by using you as transmitters of our thoughts of peace, than we accomplish ourselves through all the many years we occupied our land bases on your Earth. The readers of your book should not despair and think that this might be the end. By no means. If any soft hyphen thing, a stronger bond has been formed between us and the people of Earth. Althaven almost vanished from Iskis and our mighty craft are no longer seen. We are still very much present, even more than before. Because our spiritual presence is felt more acutely now than the effect of sighting our craft ever was in the past. Of course, we can only hope that our presence will be felt by more and more people. Your readers may marvel and wonder at your writing, and many may feel that it is entirely fantasy. But read soft hyphens should note that we are very much more advanced in time, and that the many things we claim in the pages of this book may be attributed to our evolvement to a different level than that reached by mankind on Earth. If readers ask for proof, there is an abundance of proof. One just has to go looking and one will find evidence. There is enough evidence already without adding to it any more. The fact that your governments reject outright that we exist is one of the greatest proofs. We are all, and we are what we say we are. We do exist. My friends, what I have been trying to say in so many words is that the Confederation is working wholeheartedly towards the inclusion of Earth within her fold. But it is up to the whole population of the planet to accept us as we are. And we are simply at peace. There is love and goodwill among men and women who dwell on all the planets in the Confederation. When this premise is accepted on Earth and all war ceases and end to the bloodshed, we will then return. We will return in a way your readers could never imagine, the Confederation is a mighty but gentle force. There are many miracles of the universe we would reveal to you and which we could bring to your doorstep in an instant. We would only be too willing and overjoy soft hyphen ed to share them with the U. But this can only come when peace enters the hearts of all mankind. In the meantime, we will stay in the background, shadows of your past. With a promise for the future. If you will accept us. It is up to you. We have been an influence in the distant past of your planet, and we still try and guide Earth along the path to peace, an unseen force in your skies. Ah. But there is a bright horizon. One day soon, you may accept our way of life, all of you on Earth. The Confederation will then welcome Earth with open arms, and we will reveal much which will bring joy to all its inhabitants. There is hope. There is that bright dawn of a new day. Ghosts of the past, yes, that is what we are now. But in future, we may well become shining knights in our soft hyphen more, or coming out of a bright sunlit dawn that will herald a new day, the dawn of a new era on your planet. Our mighty craft will fill your skies, bringing our civilization to you, for you are to sample and act soft hyphen sept or reject. Oh, what a wonderful thought that is, my friends. Thinking of it brings much joy to me, and I am looking forward to the day. But I must leave now. So, from the Confederation and the personnel of this craft, I bid you all farewell. Until we meet again in transmission. I am Voldar. Conclusion. In conclusion, we must face some of the key questions of this cosmic dialogue. In the nature of things, some of these questions cannot be answered definitely by me. The most crucial question of all is, the Confederation of 12 planets, do they exist in real terms and is the antimatter universe the place from which they have come? All I can say here is that the Confederation is mentioned in the works of other authors. Some of these were published before Edwin met Voldar and Urban in 1960. Edwin is not an avid reader nor a collector of UFO books, and prior to meeting Voldar, he had no interest in these matters. Edwin really owns very few books. Personally, I accept what I have heard over these last 8 years, and for me, the Confederation is a reality. The existence here of the antimatter universe is accepted by some scientists, Paul Dirac and Hans Alfvén, and I follow their hypotheses and the word of those who communicated with us from the Confederation regarding this matter. If you will read more about visitors, ET guides from these antimatter universes, read about Asket from the Dull Universe, who guided Mia in his mission for many years before Sam Jays came in, see in UFO contacts from the Pleiades of W. Stevens. I am more competent to deal with the next question in this cosmic dialogue, Edwin, the person. What is he really like? Edwin has come a long way since his experience with the Confederation began in 1960. Then he was a youth of 16, today he is a married man with a family of 3 children. His social position has changed, commensurate with the years. He is now works manager of a small Fernet factory with a labor force of nearly 100 workers under his control, and he is comfortably off, but by no means a wealthy man. In the last 8 years, I have gotten to know Edwin well. He is a man of sober habits, only occasionally does he have a beer or a glass of wine. He still smokes but has reduced this to smoking a pipe. He should really give up smoking entirely, as he has occasional bouts of pneumothorax, collapse of the lung. This cosmic condition has returned on 3 occasions since I have come to know him. He is a good hypnotic subject. I have seen a test carried out on him by a hypnotist who snapped his fingers, and Edwin was so well controlled and relaxed that he would have fallen to the floor if someone had not caught him. But he is not a medium, as the term is used by spiritualists. When Edwin and I team up to make telepathic contact with Voldar or any of the other Confederation contacts, we sit together with our wives at the appointed day and time, usually around 8 in the evening. We all relax and dim the lights, and after a brief pause, during which there is silence and I prepare the tape recorder, Edwin begins to speak. None of his faculties seem to show any signs of tiring, even after 2 hours or more of communication. I realize that the messages we receive may be colored by his thoughts, conscious or unconsciously, by his vocabulary and his vocal cords. Voldar had warned me at the beginning of these thought transmissions that there might be inaccuracies. Therefore, I rate the radio transmissions as having a higher quality as to content than the thought or telepathy transmissions. But the latter have the advantage of having a two-way communication, while radio is strictly one-way. Radio transmissions are therefore hi-fi, while the thought transmissions are convenient and quite legal. There is no limit to the range of subjects discussed during thought transmissions, and all those of the Confederation who use Edwin as an instrument speak the English language quite well. If they do not know our language, they use a translating computer. I have also noticed that there are certain expressions and word groups, such as let us say, establishments, and others, which I have never heard Edwin use in his normal conversation. I have noted this over the years. Sometimes a torrent of cold Asian words pour from Edwin that no one can understand. All in all, I must say that his telepathic communication through Edwin works very well indeed. But I welcome an occasional communication beam to us electronically and not involving human elements. I sometimes got the feeling that the Confederation has used a step-down transformer high to low voltage soft hyphen in communicating with us. It's also possible that the level as portrayed in this book may be too elementary for some readers, but it will be acceptable to the good majority who are just setting out on the road to an understanding of space law. This book could therefore be regarded as a primer. A more advanced book may have to follow if I am asked to do this. Earlier in his life, Edwin tells me that he was a member of Christian Science Church. This was before he met Vulda. Edwin is not deeply religious but highly kind-hearted and generous and a true Christian in every sense of the word. He is always willing to help anyone who needs it. He is good at repairing a great variety of things. I recall the occasion when he helped me with a leaking water main in our kitchen. There was one piece of pipe that had to be threaded through the wall into a socket. It continually went cross-thread. I get fed up with it and wanted to give up, but not Edwin. He kept on and on until finally, after what seemed hours, it came right. The repair still holds. It gave me an insight into his tenacity and real doggedness when confronted by a problem. There are many other jobs Edwin did for me, such as putting fiberglass insulation into the roof of my house, which necessitated the removal and replacement of large and heavy corrugated sheets. Then there were cupboard units made by Edwin for our kitchen. In fact, there is hardly any item in my cottage where Edwin did not have a hand in somewhere. Of course, I have helped him in return. When he once soft-tied an extension to his home, I made the drawings and had them passed through the municipal town offices. So we have a very good and harmonious relationship outside our confederation work. I would like to end this thumbnail sketch of Edwin by saying that there is a very strong link with the sea for him. From early youth, Edwin has been a keen fisher soft-man. Many weekends are spent with his family and the natal coast beaches. He is also fascinated with the beauty of the Antarctic region and icebergs, as though there was something in his past which links him to this. We have asked the question, could Edwin have made this whole thing up himself, or invented the whole Confederation experience which has now been going on for 22 years with no end in sight? There have been more than 1,200 radio transmissions alone, not counting the many telepathic communications. The evidence I stand against Edwin being a hoaxer. Let us take, for example, the concept of the antimatter universe. When I joined Edwin in 1974, it took a while before I could get clarity on the terms first and second dimension, which the Confederation had been using for years. I found out that this actually meant matter and antimatter. This was a concept Edwin was not familiar with until I explained it to him. Taken all in all, I feel that it is a physical impossibility for one man of his background and mental capacity to make up this whole fantastic saga. And to what purpose? There is absolutely no monetary gain in perpetrating such a hoax. I personally must conclude that Edwin is the chosen vessel of the Confederation of Planets, that he is deeply committed to them and vice versa. He has had some amazing experiences, some of which have not been revealed in this book. Some, in fact, he has not even confided to me. The bond between Edwin and the Confederation is very strong indeed. And now to end this story. There is no point in wordy explanations which would never convince anybody who was not convinced already. Here I feel I should link the first page of this book with the last. The central message of this long cosmic dialogue is hope. In spite of all the trials and tribulations our world is going through now, with worse still possibly to come, there is hope. As Vulda puts it, but there is a bright horizon. There will be a metamorphosis of Earth. Then, the future generations who inhabit this planet of ours may find it to be a veritable paradise.